could be a new reality for college athletes pretty soon. You've got the new bill passing in state legislature, one of the many, many, many things that passed in state legislature. In the wee hours of the morning, State Rep Cam Buckner is joining us, a former college athlete yourself, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, I mean, thank you for having me.
So this one close to your heart, of course, many are. Many bills I'm sure that you are very vested in, but this one as a former college athlete, you had to be thinking of what this would have been like or how it would have been different for somebody like you back when you were at the U of I, right?
Absolutely. The Illinois Student Athlete Endorsement Rights Act really modernizes the college athletic landscape. And we approached this in a way that was trying to make sure that we righted some of the wrongs of the past and really gave our young people an opportunity to compensate fair market value off of their name, likeness, image, and voice. And so, as you said, this was personal to me. It's been almost 15 years now since I last wore a University of Illinois helmet, but I know very well what these young people feel like. And so it was a real blessing to be able to get this through.
Yeah, so what it means is now they can hire agents, right? They can get endorsements. They can use their social media as influencers and things like that. I know there's some areas you can't endorse or accept endorsements from, but speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, so it allows them, as you said, to gain compensation for endorsing, you know, products and services and things like that. But we wanted to thread the needle. We knew we had to be very careful, because while we were giving opportunities to our young student athletes, we wanted to also make sure that we were not putting them in a place where they were being harmed, where they could, run up into situations with unscrupulous actors. I mean, we were finding a way to maintain the purity of their images, right? And so there's some parameters into the bill that prohibit them from endorsing alcohol and tobacco products, that prohibits them from endorsing sports gaming and casinos and betting, cannabis, adult entertainment, among other things. So we looked at this from a holistic standpoint, and we wanted to make sure that we were watching out for those unintended consequences as well.
Yeah, I hear that. Then the other thing is it just starts to get a little bit murky, and we talked about this. Maybe it gets worked out in the long run. Anything considered to be inconsistent with the values of a post-secondary institution, that might be up to the institution to figure that out, or bring embarrassment, scandal, or ridicule, maybe that's a little easier to understand. But I guess, you know, you got to sort of see how this plays out, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think with any legislation, specifically seminal legislation that states haven't seen before, there will be some kinks to work out. There will be some things that we need to go back and look at some point and see what we're doing right and do more of it, and what we have done wrong and do less of it or eliminate it. But I really see this as a overall win. Like many folks, I'm worried that this needs to maintain the spirit of what we tried to do here. But I think that we cannot just do nothing while we try to get it perfect, right? So I think we've got to get out here and be practical and see what the right answers are.
Mm-hmm. I hear you on that. Some people say, you know, you've heard the concern that, well, you know what, they get a scholarship and, you know, they get the free ride, so that should be enough. That ought to be enough. What do you say to that?
I'll tell you that. So we know college sports is a billion-dollar-a-year industry. The NCAA maintains nonprofit status, and I think that reasonable people can disagree on whether or not student-athletes should be paid for their performance on the field, on the court, on the track, on the soccer pitch. But this legislation does not even touch that. This legislation gives a college athlete the same ability to have control and the opportunity to profit off of their image like anybody else can do, like the tuba player in the band, like the young woman or man who's a chemistry major, like you and I can do in our jobs. So this is not providing them with compensation. This is giving them the opportunity to do with every other American can do, which is make money off of their own face.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because one of the things that I don't know if it has come up or it has been settled, I guess I should say, but that how do you have to get college athletes to disclose it? And then maybe is it just to a board that decides, are these okay activities to get endorsements from or okay businesses? Or do you make it public? Because right now, if you're a regular normal student who's not an athlete, a non-athlete student, you can go ahead and post and be an influencer and make money, and you don't have to tell anybody. But the college athletes, would we all get to know what endorsements they're taking, who's paying them?
Yeah, I think for public universities, I think the way this may work is that it may be public knowledge, right? This bill also covers private universities as well, right? So whether we're talking about a place like the College of DuPage or the University of Chicago, each of these university athletic departments are going to put in place parameters, the parameters that work best for those campuses. I want to, you know, definitely hat tip the folks at the University of Illinois and the work that they've done. You know, Josh Whitman, who's the AD there, has already worked with us through this process. And I know the head basketball coach there in Champaign and the head football coach have already hired folks on staff who will be specifically tasked with, you know, working through this new system to make sure that the players are safe. So I think, you know, there are still things that we've got to figure out when it comes to the practical part of it, the practical application. But all in all, I'm really excited about the movement here.
Yeah, I hear you. And it's going to be a nice opportunity for some of these athletes, young athletes, to, you know, earn some money off of their image. You're right. It's just, it's something that's going to, it can make a big difference to a lot of folks, I would think. You know, it's amazing to think what could happen if, you know, you kind of manage this the way it sounds like you've set it up to go. You got to be proud of this.
I really am. I wouldn't have thought, you know, 15 years ago when I was still on campus and in the locker room on the field in Champaign, that I would be able to have the opportunity to do this. But I tell you what, it's something that is really prideful and proud moment for me. And I just want to say, I know a lot of folks are looking at this and they think about it as the star quarterback at Northwestern or the star point guard at the University of Illinois, being able to rake in bunches of dollars. Mm-hmm. Based on you know, who they are, but I also want to say that this is going to be good for the young lady who's a softball player at Millikan University in Decatur, who is a fan favorite, and people in the area know her and love her. And the car dealership wants to put her name on a poster, her face on a poster. It's going to be good for her because guess what? When she's done with college, she won't have the opportunity to make money like that point guard or that quarterback based on her athletic prowess, right? And so this really does, I think, even the playing field in many ways. And it creates some parity for folks who play sports who aren't necessarily revenue-generating in most cases.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. Even the ability to have a camp, if you're a volleyball player, and in the summertime go back home and have a camp for kids, if you're like a star volleyball player and all the kids want to learn from you, you can't even charge, you know, $10 a kid in order to do that before this bill. Am I right about that? That's the way I interpreted it.
That is right. I actually had a conversation just a couple nights ago with a young woman who was a pretty good tennis player at Illinois State University. She just graduated, I think, a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. And she had an issue where she wanted to give tennis lessons at her local country club back home in the suburbs of Chicago, and she was unable to do that based on the fact that she was a scholarship athlete. And these were, you know, as you said, $15-$20, you know, something in her pocket, something that would ingratiate her towards her community that she was hamstrung from doing based on the current law. So this really is something in here for everybody, and hopefully people understand it.
Well, congratulations on the bill. I know you worked hard for it, and I also know that you had a very late night the other night. I heard you guys were there till what, like 3, 4, 5 in the morning? Have you recovered?
Yeah, I think I left the Capitol at about 4:15 a.m.
Woo! Hello. I hope you got some sleep since. Representative, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Take care.